It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. In 2016, a researcher returned to the U.S. from a trip to Egypt sick with an antibiotic-resistant infection.
And he was on the verge of death. And because his wife was also a healthcare worker, she rallied the troops and got a couple of bacteriophage cocktails together and saved his life.
Bacteriophage cocktails are the focus of UT Health San Antonio molecular biochemist Philip Serwer's career. Phages are viruses that eat bacteria, but scientists have historically dismissed them as treatments for a couple of reasons.
One of which was they were not consistently effective.
But with antibiotic resistance projected to cause 39 million deaths between now and 2050, Serwer and UT Health San Antonio are collaborating with scientists at Texas Biomed and Brooks Army Medical Center to improve phage therapy and make San Antonio a hub. So, if a patient is dying from an antibiotic-resistant bacterial infection,
our objective is that they can get anything they needed here. And if we needed to integrate our effort internationally to get phages from other places, we would do that.
They're also planning a phage database. Then a doctor could figure out what kind of phages their patient needs.
The database will tell them if somebody has it, and they tell them exactly where it is.
The San Antonio Medical Foundation has put $200,000 toward this project. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.